1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Forecasters say more high winds are expected around Los Angeles, where firefighters are still struggling against wildfires that have devastated neighborhood after neighborhood. Correspondent Lilia Luciano says there are concerns about what the future holds for so many people now without homes, businesses, or jobs.
California has already had for many years a housing crisis, which makes the cost of living incredibly high, especially in a city like Los Angeles. And with a short supply, especially of affordable housing in the state, so there's concerns that landlords would, in a predatory way, take advantage of that.
CBS News Los Angeles's Laurie Perez talked to those who have seen the destruction.
People are devastated. You know, we spoke with a woman here in Altadena whose entire community beyond her neighborhood is wiped out. And she said, it feels like it's one big cemetery. You know, even my photographer and I, until we saw it with our own eyes, we could not really grasp how widespread it is.
The Los Angeles County coroner says at least 24 people have died. FBI Director Christopher Wray is leaving his post early. He was appointed by President-elect Donald Trump during his first administration. But Wray is leaving because Trump has said he wants to change the leadership at the Bureau. In an interview with 60 Minutes, Wray says China is the greatest threat facing the U.S.
Things like water treatment plants. We're talking about transportation systems. We're talking about targeting of our energy sector, the electric grid, natural gas pipelines.
Confirmation hearings begin this week for Trump's picks to lead government agencies. Our Natalie Brands on Capitol Hill taking a look at the soon-to-be nominees.
That includes Trump's controversial choice to lead the Department of Defense. Former Fox News host Pete Hegseth, who's come under fire for allegations of sexual misconduct, excessive drinking, and financial mismanagement while leading a veterans advocacy group. Hegseth denies the accusations.
The NFL's wild card round wraps up Monday night. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz with this preview.
The game moved to Arizona because of the wildfires in L.A. The Rams will be taking on the Vikings in an NFC wild card game in Glendale. Rams head coach Sean McVay knows Minnesota will be ready.
It's going to be a great challenge, but it's NFL playoff football, so we're excited about it.
Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell is confident.
We're going to accept the challenge and go compete like crazy.
The Vikings suffered just 3 losses in the regular season, 1 to the Rams back in October. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
Hindu devotees are gathering for the Maha Kumbh Festival in India. Nearly 400 million people, that is more than the population of the United States, are expected to participate in this. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Our local music.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker Terry Barr are off tonight. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie, or see the full menu and all the upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Also by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home right now at MoveToMadison.com. Let's kick off the 7 o'clock hour with a double dip of the Up and Up. They're playing a show in Madison. We'll tell you all about it in just a couple minutes. Life's a Bastard, the Up and Up. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Just trying to find a way to On Civic Media, we are local music, kicking off the 7 o'clock hour, the double dip of the Up and Up. That was Freezing Cold, Life's a Bastard before that, the Up and Up from Madison. They are playing the Wisconsin Punk Fest, January 17th at the High Noon Saloon, Direct Hit, Wristwatch, the Up and Up, and Rad Skulls. You can get tickets for that right now at high-noon.com. Good evening, everybody. I am Jimmy K. Rocker's off tonight. Terry Barr is off tonight, so I'm flying solo. Still to come tonight, we got Take Back the Sun. They'll be in studio at 7:30 tonight. We'll hear their brand new song and hear all the news about the new band, Take Back the Sun. Terry chats with Aaron Schulke about Wisconsin Polka in the 8 o'clock hour. And after 9 o'clock tonight, we'll talk with Patrick from the Whammies about the Whammy Holiday Party in West Allis happening next week. And Rob Roberts will check in after 10 o'clock with After Hours. Right now, how about some Madison rock and roll? It's Louie and the Flash Bombs, Unapologetic. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You were so very good at pushing people's buttons, laughing at the questions, turn them into nothing. Turn them into nothing. You were larger than life and made sure that we knew it. Bitchy flip and tearing. Something else tomorrow. Something else tomorrow. Flip and tearing. Someone else tomorrow.
smallish prey. No price too large for art, no price too large for fame. Where others marched, you led a thousand steps ahead. No price too large for art.
American Dream. That's the Flavor That Kills. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. You can see the Flavor That Kills if you're in Milwaukee. Saturday, February 1st at Lineman's Rivers West. That's going to be a good show. Always a fun show to see the Flavor That Kills. GBK hanging out with you on a Saturday night. Original local music from Wisconsin on the way. We got Queen of Dreams. We'll do some American Dead. Right now, Marston, he's working on new music. He has promised new music coming very soon. In the meantime, tune it out. It's Marston on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Sky high, every eye Don't know what it means. the broken ones to leave without a thought when the moment comes.
The brand new one from Queen of Dreams, Beneath the Ice and Snow. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Now, Queen of Dreams, they are releasing a brand new album. That song is on it. It's called Salvivian. It's being released Friday, January 31st at the Crucible here in Madison. Hey, Queen of Dreams, come on the show sometime. Let's talk. I know you were just on late last year. Let's do it again in celebration of the new EP. Hey, if you want to be on the show, you could do that. You could send me an email. You could connect with me on Facebook. Just search for Jimmy K on Facebook. Email address is music@civicmedia.us, music@civicmedia.us. Send us your new tracks. Tell us a little bit about your band. That electronic press kit is always pretty nice. We got Take Back the Sun. They are in studio. We're going to have a chat with them in just a couple of minutes. First, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing Company on Madison's East Side, making the high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. You can visit their tap room and try exclusive creations by their brewers and sampling of local snacks and live music. Carbon4.com. That's carbon, the number 4.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. on Saturday night. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Don't forget, hit the Max Inc. Radio page right now. And for all the podcasts, if you missed an interview or you want to relive all the fun, find it now at MaxIncRadio.com or on the CivicMedia.us. That's Max Inc. radio page. I am Jimmy K, and I'm joined in the studio tonight with a brand new band out of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, affectionately known as Fort Ass Kicking. I love that term. The band Take Back the Sun. They are in studio right now. We get Evan, Eli, Luke, Hunter, and Ben. Gentlemen, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hello.
Yeah. Thanks for having
us. Hey.
Appreciate you guys coming in on tonight. Let's talk about the band. First, I want to kind of go around the room.
and have you introduce yourselves and tell us what you do in the band, where you go to school at, and your favorite song that you're listening to right now in your Walkman or MP3 player, whatever you have. We'll start with you.
I'm Ivan. I am a junior in high school. I sing and play the guitar, and I'm listening to a lot of Deftones recently.
Deftones are good, man. Yeah. All right, man. How about you?
Hi, I'm Eli. I go to Fort Atkinson High School. I'm a junior there. I'm the keyboardist for the band. And honestly, outside of the band and like my high school band, I don't really listen to that much music. So.
All right. What do you play in the high school band?
I play percussion.
Percussion. All right. And Luke, obviously here. What do you do in the band?
Hey, I'm Luke. I'm the drummer in the band. I go to school in Edgerton. Favorite song? Not really sure. Maybe something by like the Foo Fighters. I don't really know.
All right. Can't go wrong with the Foo Fighters. Hunter, good evening, man. Where do you go to school at? What do you do in the band?
Hey, I go to Fort Atkinson High School. I'm a junior and I play guitar. What I listen to, I'm usually listening to something like, I like to listen to AC/DC, kind of started transitioning down to like the classic country, Alan Jackson, George Strait sort of stuff.
We could party together, man. That's all good stuff, yeah. You like the older AC/DC, like the first stuff, or do you like Brian Johnson better?
I'll listen to anything that they got, really.
They're coming to Chicago soon, too. Ben, good evening, man. Where do you go to school, and what do you do in the band?
I am Ben, as you said, the bass player, and I go to Fort Atkinson High School. For the music that I listen to, recently I've been trying to get more and more like new stuff that I haven't really heard before. So I just kind of listen to, well, just about anything.
Anything that comes to mind. Excellent. You guys are unique. I was fishing around for new music a couple weeks ago. I came across your page. I downloaded the song and listened to Ubiquity, which we're going to hear in just a couple of minutes. Ivan, talk about the band and your musical influence and how Take Back the Sun got together.
Well, we were kind of all friends before. Well, most of us were friends before we started the band. We started Take Back the Sun in 2021. Me, Hunter, Eli, and Ben were trying to start back up a band, and we asked Luke if he could join the band because we knew him from a previous experience in a band camp, a rock band camp hosted by Napton. And for the most part, for a while we were playing covers, but I'd say within the last year or two, we've been starting to branch out to do originals, and I really like doing originals. We've gotten better at making originals. We've been more consistent on making originals, and we're making an album, and I think it's going to be really good.
Making that transition from being a cover band into writing originals is a big leap. Who's the main songwriter, and how does that process work when you bring lyrics or something like that?
For the most part, I write the stuff. I mean, what I do is, let's just say, I put out like a cake with no icing, I'm like, what should we do with this? And then I usually get like feedback on stuff. And they put the frosting and the sprinkles and the icing on it.
Eli, is it a marble cake? Is it vanilla? Is it chocolate? Or what is it, Eli?
Very interesting question there.
Well, I'd say it's his fault, man. He went all cake philosophical here, you know?
No, I'd say the type of cake depends on the song, personally.
Right. Mm. When Ivan brings you lyrics, Luke, how do you approach that? How does the riff come together around those lyrics, or is there a riff first that goes with the lyrics?
Yeah, normally we'll start with like a demo with kind of a basic riff and just kind of like a general like structure to the song, and then we'll like write lyrics along with that, like in practice together. Like mainly Ivan is writing lyrics, but we all like have input on that, and then we'll just whatever feels right, we'll kind of develop it from there.
And Ben, I assume you work with Luke with the rhythm section here, being bass guitar. It has to be fun kind of coming up with the rhythm section of a particular song, right?
Yeah, I always love writing. I'm always writing on the side, usually not like stuff for the band. But yeah, I always love when I get a help with writing. I also help a bit with the lyrics too. Just anywhere that I can really help, I just like to.
We're here with Take Back the Sun on Max Inc. Radio. Hunter, starting this band, what were some of the biggest challenges? I mean, you guys are young, you're in high school still, you got the whole world ahead of you here, but what are some of the challenges that you have found with getting back or getting the band together and getting songs written, getting gigs?
I don't know really. I'm not a really huge part of getting the gigs or nothing like that, but one of the challenges I think we faced was normally one of the challenges is finding the people, but we didn't really have, we had already had this circle before and we kind of already knew each other by that point, so that was a bit easier. Definitely was the name was actually more of a challenge than you would expect. Calling up the name, made a list, and then just vote on it.
How many possibilities were there?
I think one of them was like Toadstool 9.
I'm glad you didn't pick that.
Wasn't there something about a shoelace?
Yeah, I swear there was something about a shoelace.
Flying shoelace, that was it.
That one was my suggestion, the flying shoelaces. I still stand by that. I think that's a great band name.
It was more of like a motivation. Like if we can't find any good band names, we'll settle with that.
Yeah.
Wow. We found one.
This could be like a new business model. You guys could just sit down with new bands and come up with their band name or something like that. It'd be all right. You guys are starting a new album, or you're in the process of recording new music. We've already got the first single out. We're going to hear that in just a couple of minutes. Talk about the recording process you guys are doing and the album or the EP that you're getting ready to release.
All right. So I am recording and producing the album for, So what we do is at the end of band practice, usually what we've been doing this for like past few months. At the end of band practice, I take one person and record their parts for the album. And we've been doing this like one by one. It's been pretty slow, but I feel like the process that we're doing, we can get the most out of it. We're not doing like full takes or anything. We do part by part. And I feel like with that, we can really get the best version of the song that we want. Yeah, I think that's pretty much what we've been doing for the most part.
Does anybody else want to jump in?
Yeah, and we've been doing all this recording again, like in Ivan's home studio, which is very cool to just like be able to do all of this ourselves and like produce it ourselves and everything.
Doing it yourself, it's so valuable. It's cheaper. I mean, you save yourself a ton of money, right?
Yeah, it does save a lot of money. It also, I feel personally, I always like the vibe of being able to just sit down with a friend and having recording like that, because it has slightly less stress. Like when you're actually in a recording studio, you always feel like there's a crunch for time, and that time is also money, and it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I feel like the home recording is just much more relaxing. It allows you to try a bit more, and I always really like it for that aspect as well.
Yeah, I've had a really fun time recording with everyone.
And it's also part of the art that you're releasing to the people. I mean, obviously it's your art within the music, the lyrics, and also the recording. It's pretty cool. Take Back the Sun in the studio with me here on Max Inc. Radio. You guys have a bunch of shows coming up, starting with the Studio 301 show up at in Portage, Wisconsin. Tell us when that is, who you're playing with.
We're playing up in Portage, and
at Studio 301.
Yeah, at Studio 301.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking for the lineup here now. I'm not seeing it here. But you're also, where else are you? Oh, you're playing at the Gamma Ray on Saturday, February 8th.
We are. We're playing with Black Magic there.
Nice.
We've played at Studio 301 a lot of times, and it kind of all blends together.
That show in Studio in Portage at Studio 301 is February 15th. And then February 21st, you're with Nick and friends at Five Bar in Beloit, Wisconsin. And then back up at Studio 301 in Portage in March. Hopefully, you guys are going to do a lot of shows. Hoping to do some metal festivals during the summer months.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yep. If fans wanted to connect with Take Back the Sun, how do we do that?
Email us. Or you can check out our Facebook, Instagram. You can contact us through our socials.
What's our email? You never finished that.
It's just Take Back the Sun. Band@gmail.com. Take Back the Sun band@gmail.com.
Yeah, we have a Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, pretty much everything.
Yeah.
So. Excellent. Get online. Check these guys out. They're pretty awesome. We're going to hear their brand new song right now, Ubiquity. What was going through your mind when you wrote this song, Ivan?
I don't remember. We made this song like a few years ago. I remember like it stemmed from a text that Ben sent. It was like he had like a concept for the lyrics, and it was about like trying to move on from something but not knowing how to do it. And I think that's kind of the whole premise of this album. I don't know if I mentioned this, but this album is like a concept album. It has a story to it. And that's kind of what sparked the story of the album.
I love it. Let's check it right now. Ivan, Eli, Luke, Hunter, Ben, thank you so much for coming in tonight. Appreciate it. Take back the sun. This is Ubiquity. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Lords of the Trident and the Metal Sea there. A classic song from Lords of the Trident. Take Back the Sun before that with their latest Ubiquity. Thanks to the guys in Take Back the Sun for coming in tonight. Great to meet y'all and appreciate the great music. Keep up the hard work. Go out and see them. Get their merch. Support a brand new band from Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. Hey, coming up here in a couple minutes, we'll have a double dip of Isaiah and the New People. They are out of Appleton, Wisconsin, plus music from the Civil Engineers, 7,000 Apart, and so much more. Right now, out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, it's Bad Year. This is Blackout. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Fire crews are slowly gaining ground on wildfires tearing through Los Angeles. Containment lines are up around 27% of the Eaton Fire. 13% of the Palisades fire. The L.A. County coroner says those fires have killed at least 24 people. And there are persistent questions about the initial response. 60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker.
The fires grew too big too fast. Demand for water overburdened the system. Water pressure dropped and fire hoses ran dry while the fires raged.
The water system was stretched. Metropolitan water systems are not designed to sustain a firefight like this.
Anthony Maroney is chief of the L.A. County Fire Department, one of the officials overseeing the firefight.
CBS News meteorologist Grant Gilmore says winds could make things bad again.
After somewhat of a break from those strong Santa Ana winds,